Mark Levine, deputy director of the New York State Association of Counties, says county leaders do not want to sell their nursing homes.
Well, we have 30 counties who continue to have public nursing homes in their counties. Unfortunately, for many years, county budgets and the property taxpayers of those counties have been subsidizing the operations of those nursing homes. What's happened recently and why this has come to a head is because the recession, which has depleted or reduced the sales tax revenues counties are collecting, combined with the property tax cap, means that counties don't have new forms of revenue that they can use to plug deficits in their nursing homes or any other operating programs and services that they have.
The latest chapter in the county-run nursing home dilemma is playing out in Orange County, where this week a special committee investigating the Valley View nursing home submitted its final report to the legislature. It took 2 months, 28 witnesses, and 142 documents, over 2,000 pages of testimony. Committee Chairwoman Roxanne Donnery of Highland Falls called the probe and ensuing report historic.
It has been an exhaustive study that we have embarked on. It's been an incredible, absolutely incredible summer. We have worked unbelievably hard, and in this committee, I'm very, very proud of the bipartisan fashion that we've worked in.
The report, which panel members say will be posted on the county website, suggests Valley View remain under county control. It affirmed that the cost to taxpayers to run the facility was exaggerated and existing financial problems, it says, were brought on by poor management and by the county failing to address deficiencies. NYSAC's Mark Levine says counties have to look at every discretionary dollar being spent, trying to figure out what they can keep and what they can cut.
Because nursing homes are running million-dollar deficits in many of these counties, those have been rising to the top in terms of explorations about what they can do to save money. So counties are exploring ways of either selling nursing homes, closing nursing homes, or finding different operating structures so that they can save a home and still fall within the property tax cap and not have to raise property taxes double digits to keep operating.
Decisions about the future of public nursing homes in Saratoga and Suffolk counties are expected in October. In most cases, when a nursing home changes hands, the residents are not tossed out, but some observers believe privatization puts residents' care at risk. When Fulton County's nursing home was recently privatized, employees lost their pension plan and health insurance premiums doubled. New hires were reportedly brought in at reduced salaries. Back in Orange County, it's now up to legislators to decide whether to actually sell Valley View or attempt to reach a funding agreement to keep the nursing home afloat through 2013. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.